All right, Dave, we're going to be talking about Aggregate Climate Credits Corporation, and why don't we just start first by you telling me what exactly this company is.
Aggregate Climate Credit Corporations is a leading aggregator of environmental credits, and initially our focus is on aggregating credits for carbon offsets. And so what we do is we pool carbon credits from farmers, ranchers, and private forestry owners, and then we sell those to the Chicago Climate Exchange, the basis of our company.
Now, how does this program benefit your customers? What are the benefits here?
Our customers are farmers, ranchers, and the private forestry owners, and really it's a new revenue opportunity for those folks. So what we try to do is bring that new opportunity to the farmers and ranchers. And so what they provide are what we might call environmental services, which would be they would use conservation practices, different plantings, seedings of grass, etc., that would qualify for carbon credits, and then we would pool those credits and offer them for sale on the Chicago Climate Exchange. And so it's really a revenue opportunity for those farmers and ranchers.
Okay, for the basics, Dave, if you could just explain what exactly is a carbon credit?
A carbon credit, and really what we're talking about is what's called a carbon offset credit. And what that is, if a farmer, rancher is involved in what's called a carbon offset project, they would qualify for a carbon offset credit. And so these credits are really tradable units, and generally one carbon credit would equal one ton of CO2. And so if a farmer, rancher, forestry operation is doing conservation practices and other things that help sequester carbon out of the atmosphere and into the soil or into the trees, they earn what's called carbon offset credits. And these are credits that then can be sold on the market.
The Chicago Climate Exchange, now this is a relatively new revenue source. It's a whole new way of doing business. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. The Chicago Climate Exchange was launched in 2003 as a pilot exchange. It's not unique in that there has been a similar exchange that has been implemented in the past, and that's around the sulfur dioxide problem that we've had over the years. And I believe it was in the 1990 Clean Water Act. What came out of that was a cap-and-trade system for sulfur dioxide, and that involved putting caps on sulfur dioxide emissions, but also implementing a trading of sulfur dioxide credits. And so that program, as it turns out, was very successful. It resulted in significant reductions in sulfur dioxide in the atmosphere. It is estimated that that type of system, trading system, will reduce sulfur dioxide emissions by about 50% at about a cost that's 80% less than enforcing source-to-source sorts of limits on those emissions. And so the Chicago Climate Exchange is really similar in that, but the focus is really on greenhouse gases as opposed to sulfur dioxide. And one of the greenhouse gases is carbon dioxide. And it's a pilot program. Since 2003, it's been very successful. It's been growing. And that's really one of the reasons why we're involved in this in kind of a serious way is the Aggregate Climate Credits Corporation is really it's a new subsidiary of the Iowa Farm Bureau. And just in June of this year, Aggregate was created as a wholly owned subsidiary. And it was really because the carbon program at the Iowa Farm Bureau was really a pilot program, kind of proof of concept program. And now that we see that there's real interest and real growth in the market for carbon credits, the Iowa Farm Bureau decided to dedicate resources to the aggregate business. So it will be focusing exclusively on environmental credits and in particular the carbon credits.
How do you envision this Aggregate Climate Credits Corporation as growing in the future?
I think the key will really be a focus on information and education for the farmers and ranchers that we'll be working with. This is a new concept to a lot of people, including farmers, ranchers. And so what we're going to try to do is provide the kind of information, education that's needed so that farmers and ranchers understand that there is an opportunity to provide these new environmental services, and also focus on making it easy to participate in this market. So we'll be working to try to streamline and bring transparency to the process so that those folks understand how to participate and so that they understand what the size of the opportunity might be.
Are you going to be doing this by, like, having workshops or that kind of thing in order to get information out to growers?
There'll be a variety of ways to get information out and to educate the growers. One of the things that we're going to focus on is establishing a network of what we're calling contract facilitators, and a network of folks that are out there one-on-one with farmers, probably having workshops and meetings and explaining the whole concept. And so our hope is that this network would develop across the country. We'll also have things like a website with information and other collateral type materials. It will be a nationwide effort. In fact, you know, I tell people that Aggregate is a startup company, but it's a startup company with a 10-year history. We started out in 1997 with, like I say, the kind of proof of concept and working with the Chicago Climate Exchange on establishing the rules for the different offset programs. I think we're up to 13 states where we have enrolled farmers in the program now, and we're looking to expand out to more states in the next year or two.
Now, you have different product lines. Could you tell me about those?
Our product lines really parallel what the Chicago Climate Exchange has defined as far as carbon credit programs. There's a soils offset program, and what that really amounts to is farmers that use no-till and strip-till practices are eligible for carbon credits. The rate of credits per acre varies to some degree across the country, but for example, in Iowa here, it would be in the neighborhood of 0.6 tons of CO2 sequestered per acre. So that means that you earn 6/10 of a credit per acre if you use no-till and or strip-till. And there's also a grassland component to that as well. If you convert cropland into a permanent grassland, you also are qualified to earn carbon credits. There's also a rangeland soils offset program, and that's actually a new program just implemented this year, and that involves ranchers who make improvements in their rangeland and have kind of rangeland management plans to make sure that those rangelands are productive. And there's also a forestry program, offset program, and that's relatively new for us. We just are getting involved in that this year, but that involves new forests and improved forests. And then there's also a methane offset program, which involves methane digesters. And so the focus on the methane is really on dairy farms and swine operations that have put in place methane digesters that decrease the amount of methane that goes into the atmosphere. So those are the key programs that we're working on through the exchange. If folks are interested in getting more information, we do have a website. It is www.aggregate.com, and that's aggregate.com, aggregate.com.